So one of the ways we can move more in that direction is just letting go of these label prejudices that we have. You know, if this is black and this is white, guess where we all are? Somewhere in here. If this is gay, if this is straight, guess where we all are? Somewhere in here. If this is old and this is young, guess where we all are? I remember years ago when Angela and I first started dating, probably in 2002, she said to me one day, can I tell him what you said?
Maybe.
Okay. I'll find out later. She said, oh, I met this most wonderful older gentleman today. I said, really? How old was he? She says, he was probably 60 or so. And I said, you know, we're not that far away. Do you want somebody referring to us as the older people they met today? And it was just small and minor, but it happens. We get into these habits of seeing people externally. I remember my mom said something like that to me one time, and my mom was one of the least prejudiced people I know. We all grew up in Lake Charles, Louisiana. It was a multiracial world we lived in, so we didn't even know about that. But she said, I had a great conversation with a black man today. I said, Mom, why do I have to know his skin color? She goes, oh, no, don't preach. But it's true. It's little subtle ways that we see people as different when the truth is there's only one of us, one race, okay? Now, unity has been on the forefront of moving beyond our eyes and moving beyond the idea that we are separate, okay? With racism, I would say unity was on the forefront of moving beyond that, okay? With sexism and homophobia, unity has been on the forefront of letting go of that as well, okay? This is a movement of inclusion. And if you want to exclude people, you're not invited. Just kidding. But it's kind of like that thing. I believe that we should love everyone. And that person doesn't. And I hate them for it. You see? It gets confusing, right? Have you ever felt like everything was in divine order and you were able to see the Christ in everyone except that person? That's all right. We're getting better. We're getting better. Now, one area that is extremely challenged today that we do not seem to be making any headway in is when we judge people because of their political orientations. Anybody ever done that? So you're not allowed to talk politics and religion, right? One of the reasons you're not supposed to do that is because it creates chaos. But if you talk about both of them with a spiritually opened mind, then you can talk about religion and politics. The challenge is most people, when they talk about religion or politics, are talking about it from a superior, arrogant position that they know which way is right. If you have that position, don't talk to anyone ever, because it will never be good. It will never be good. And you might say, well, what about if I talk to somebody else that has the same position? That's not good for you either. That creates what they call confirmation bias. And that means when you're going to be more likely to disassociate from anything that will not be in alignment with the way you think. And so we have an opportunity as unity folks, often called light workers, to look beyond skin color, orientation, age, weight. Guess what? If this is skinny and this is fat, guess where we all are? We need to get rid of those labels. Those are more labels that we use to hurt people or to hurt ourselves. Anybody ever use skinny or fat to hurt yourself? It's not nice. Don't ever say anything to yourself that you wouldn't say to a 5-year-old in pain. You know? 5-year-old in pain comes up to you and says, I fell down, my leg's hurting. Well, you know you attracted that. But do you do that to yourself? Don't do it. It's not nice. Okay, so I want you to imagine now that in this perfect heart of the mother world, this absolutely amazing, inclusive universe, that America is a giant purple baseball field. And on that baseball field, all baseball players are welcome. Every color. Now, if you notice politically, those in the left field, kind of blue. Those in the right field, kind of red, right? But they're both on the same team. The challenge is when you think blue is good and red is bad, or red is good and blue is bad. Anybody ever done that? It's all right. We don't have to get it perfect. Life is like a bowling alley. You don't have to get strikes. You have unlimited time to pick up the spares. God gives you unlimited spares. So, the key to moving beyond prejudice and judgment, respect, empathy, compassion, and tolerance. Those are the opposite. And that's what we are called to do. Have you noticed that respect between the left and the right has reached an all-time low? You want to do your part? What does Gandhi say? Be the change you want to see. Don't expect the news people who are making big money off the chaos to do it for you. We get to do it individually ourselves. So we're going to do one more song before we go into our meditation time. It was originally scheduled to come after the service. Then I said I wanted to do it before the service. And then I forgot we were doing it before the service. So we're going back to doing it. But that, I'm just picking up the spares. I don't have to get the strikes, right? So, Angelina, would you join me on... Oh, you don't join me? You got it all set up? Oh, you already got it set up. So you'll be able to tell when I wrote this song in the 90s, I was listening to a lot of Aerosmith. So just bear with me. We're going back. Take a look at the world you're in. Do you judge someone by the color of skin? This one's black and that one's white. It only adds to the racial strife. Let me tell you now, we are all the same. Yeah, yeah, I don't know any black people, I don't know any white people. We're all different shades of humanity. I don't know any red people, I don't know any yellow people. We're all different shades of humanity. Yes, we are. They all want to know what turns you on, so they can decide if it's right or wrong. Who are they anyway? He goes this way and she goes that. It's only love and that's a natural fact. Let me tell you now, we are all. I don't know any straight people, I don't know any gay people, cause we're all different shades of humanity. I don't know any right people, I don't know any wrong people. We're all different shades of humanity. Yes, we are. They all want to know who you voted for, so they can let you in or show you the door. He votes left and she votes right. It's a hell of a recipe for a holiday fight. Let me tell you now, we are all the same. Yeah, yeah, I don't know any red people, I don't know any blue people. We're all different shades of humanity. I don't know any liberal people, I don't know any conservative people, cause we're all different shades of humanity. I don't know any black people. I don't know any white people. We're all different shades of humanity. I don't know any gay people. I don't know any straight people. We're all different shades of humanity. Let me tell you now, we are all the same. One race. So now we're going to invite you to take that idea of oneness and equality and respect and empathy and tolerance into your meditation, because those words will bring peace into your life. These concepts of oneness replace the pain of separation and prejudice. When we feel apart, disconnected to other people, we hurt. For we know that we are all one part of divine oneness. We know that judgment towards another is a judgment of self. As was written, whatsoever you do to these, the least of my brethren, that you do unto me. The me being the Christ in all of us. Recognizing the Christ in oneself and others is a fast track to peace and joy. Allow the music now to take you on your very own sacred journey into the heart of God. very gently now. Begin to bring your attention to this time, this place, this holy now moment. For only right here, right now, can we truly experience the peace of God. The peace of recognizing we are all different shades of one human race. Equally valuable in the tapestry of God. Thank you, Great Spirit. Begin to recognize your surroundings, your attention to your physical body. This sacred sanctuary where we come to remember and remind each other of our beauty, innocence, and perfection. And so it is. Amen. All is well. All is well. God is balanced. All is well. There's perfection everywhere. All is well.
As we come to our sanctuary once again, we feel so